Now we move to part two, to look at the first reading, and if time allows, to look quickly at the psalm. The theme of these readings, as always, is set by the gospel. And this is a very beautiful and mysterious choice. The gospel is about the Syrophoenician woman who called out to Jesus, and he apparently rebuffed her, and she kept right at it. And she became the intercessor for the Gentiles, as I'll point out then when we get there. So the first text is from Isaiah 56, and it talks about how everyone is welcome into the family of God. Now the Jews knew that. They felt, the psalm, Psalm 86, all the nations shall come to worship you. It was the dream of the Jews. They were aware that some important part of God's plan for the whole universe was being worked out in them. And they knew that. How many times they speak about it? My house is a house of prayer for everybody. Huh? We're going to read that today in the Isaiah text. Huh? But you made it a den of thieves. But it's supposed to be for everybody. That's what the whole forecourt of the temple was, you see. So they knew that what had been entrusted to them was of universal and eternal significance. They stumbled by thinking that they would be the exclusive custodians or givers of this gift. They were, but in Jesus Christ, who is the eternal incarnate Word of God, a Jew. So that gospel, the Syrophoenician woman, which we'll be looking at, of course, sets the tone. So then the first reason, the first reading, is from Isaiah 56, 1, and then they skip 2, 3, 4, 5, and go on to verse 6. Now, we may look at some of those intermediate verses because they do help set the tone, okay? Ko amar Adonai. Thus says Adonai. Make fair judgments your concern. Shomru mishpat. Keep judgments, see. And act with justice. Tzedakah. We were in a class, I would have said, what is that word he's going to use for justice? And everybody would respond, I hope, Tzedakah. Tzedek. Justice, tzedek, is respecting and honoring the truth of every relationship. Every relationship. And so, you see, act with justice. Literally, do justice. Because my salvation is drawing near. And my saving justice will be manifest. Now, that's an interesting way to speak, isn't it? The Yeshuati, my justice, is parallel with, I mean, my salvation is parallel with my justice. Why? The same reason. God manifests his justice by being faithful to his promises. That's why he promises to calm our poor, doubting, cynical little hearts. It is enough for God to say, I love you and I will take care of you, isn't it? But we'd forget it in an hour. And he knows that. So he says, I promise I will take care of you. Well, now he's made a promise. So now he owes it to Tzedakah, to justice, to be faithful to himself. That's the norm of the relationship. And to take care of us. So God's justice, as in this text and many others, parallels words like salvation. You see, I will work my salvation, I will reveal my justice. They are not synonyms, but parallels. Working my justice manifests my fidelity. Or working my salvation manifests my justice. So what does that mean? What is the most just act of God in all of creation? The cross. Because there, he does save us. He provides a salvation beyond anything we could ever, ever do on our own, because we're stuck in sin, you see. And so then, the part we're going to read quickly, the part that was skipped, blessed is anyone who does this, anyone who clings to it, observing the Sabbath, not profaning it, and abstaining from every evil deed. Then he goes on, no foreigner who is adhering to Adonai, will utterly, should say, Adonai will utterly exclude me from his people. No, you're part of my people. You see, you're a foreigner, meaning, you know, you're a part of the people who live among my people, but you're not Jewish. No eunuch should say, look, I am a dried up tree. For Adonai says this to the eunuchs who observe my Sabbaths and choose to do my good pleasure and cling to my covenant, I shall give them in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I shall give them an everlasting name that will never be effaced. You see how God, because not having children, it's always difficult. But in those days, I mean, the people would last if there were children, and it wouldn't if they didn't. It's such an elementary thing, isn't it? How can we get so mixed up watching Europe go right down the tubes? There's not enough people already. Not enough people born to pay the taxes to support the old, like right now. That's national suicide. It's pretty clear, isn't it? I mean, how can we be so dumb? Well, what we really do, we say, well, let them have the kids. You know, we want a sailboat. That actually happened, where somebody was being, and the person said, no, we're saving our money for a sailboat rather than a child. I wasn't told that, but somebody was, whom I know well, and he told that to me. Okay. So now we go back to the text as we're going to have it at the liturgy. As for foreigners, see, the Devenikar, who cling to Adonai, to serve him, and to love his name. Ahava et Shem Adonai. What does it mean to love the name of God? Love the name of the Lord. What does that mean? You see, the name is the whole expression of the person. And so, to love the name means to love the person and this presence of the person in his name. You see? They become my servants. All who observe the Sabbath, not profaning it, and cling to my covenant, these I shall lead to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. You see? They're going to be there. This promise, if I speak to them. Cardinal Daniel Liu, one of his books is called Holy Pagans of the Old Testament. Job was not a Jew. He was from the land of Hutz. He's not Jew. His three friends weren't Jews. But he's a hero. And he clung to God. Melchizedek wasn't a Jew. In other words, these are the holy pagans of the Old Testament. according to the title of that book. It's important to get this. I'm going to discuss it more at length later, but you see, that doesn't mean anybody, you know, there's no sense sending out missionaries. Everybody's doing fine. That's a terrible illusion. A terrible illusion. How many of the greatest saints were missionaries, risking their lives, sometimes being martyred, instead of saying, well, you know, everybody's the same? No. The word of salvation is important. And that's what's being spoken of here. And then I shall lead to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Huh? I shall make them joyful, give them joy. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted for my house, you see, will be called a house of prayer for all people. That's a promise of what's fulfilled in the church. The church is the temple of the Lord, right? But it's for everybody. Now, to know that, you see, to be alert to that, in paragraph 16 of Lumen Gentium, there are two sections. One talks about the need to preach. The second says, though it's difficult and maybe even rare, there are people who achieve salvation by being faithful to God without knowing revelation. But it's utterly, this is me now, it's utterly foolhardy to deprive people of revelation. To know God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to receive the Eucharist, to be anointed, you see, that is so precious. And so that's the theme of that text. And you know how our Lord quotes it when he's cleaning the temple. You know, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations. Don't make my Father's house a marketplace. It's that important. And so then, as it says in John, believe me, woman, that there'll come a moment when not on this mountain of Samaria or on the mountain in Judea will people worship God. They'll worship him in spirit and in truth, which does not mean, as we saw last week, we see in the dialogue with the Samaritan woman, it doesn't mean all just do, it means that in the Holy Spirit you worship in the truth who is Christ. And you know the Father. That's what it's saying. So this is the theme of this Mass, and it begins with this solemn promise from the book of Isaiah. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming his servants, all who keep his Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. There is a house of prayer. It's the church. Everybody's invited. Amen.